Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Apostle Paul used two figures of speech, an agricultural metaphor and a building metaphor, to discourage the Corinthians' allegiance to men and to prevent preachers from being too proud. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he who plants anything, neither he who waters, but God who gives the increase. 1 Corinthians 3:6-7. As every careful student of the Word knows, both planting and watering are vital to the church's growth and faithfulness. But since God gave the seed, that is the Word of God, and graciously enables us to plant and to water, then God is the one who deserves all the praise and glory. Paul describes himself as a wise master builder who laid the foundation and another had built thereon. 1 Corinthians 3:10. The Greek word translated master builder is architecton, from which we get our word architect. God had commanded Paul to do the initial evangelistic work at Corinth, Acts 18:1-17. Jesus Christ was the foundation Paul laid. No other foundation could be laid then or can be laid now with God's approval. 1 Corinthians 3:11. The Apostle Peter emphasized the same truth when he confronted some unbelieving Jews in the city of Jerusalem. He spoke to them of Christ's death and resurrection and then added, "This is the stone which was set at naught by you builders. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Acts 4:10-12. The words I have read to you from 1 Corinthians 3 must not be construed as downgrading the work of preachers and other Christians who plant the seed of the kingdom or lay the foundation of the Lord's church. All one has to do to confirm the importance of preachers of the gospel is to examine carefully the great book of Acts. Study the preaching of Peter on Pentecost, at Solomon's porch, and at the house of Cornelius. Think of Paul's great sermons in Antioch of Pisidia, in Philippi, in Ephesus, and in Corinth. The work of these faithful men of God was essential to the planting of the Lord's church in these ancient cities. And remember these words from Paul's letter to the Romans. "How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them who preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." Romans 10:14-15. Paul's reason for explaining his work and that of Apollos was to prevent preachers from taking too much credit for the planting of the church and for its growth. We would not have a gospel to preach or the strength to preach it were it not for the grace of God. While all Christians should appreciate the work of gospel preachers, both in planting and in watering, we must give the credit to the one who makes it all possible. That truth was unquestionably in Paul's mind when he asked, "Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believe, even as the Lord gave to every man?" 1 Corinthians 3:5. The word minister does not mean preacher, although preachers are ministers. The word means servant. Paul and Apollos were God's servants, doing the will of God from the heart. Are you ever disturbed when preachers boast of their great accomplishments? Does it bother you when they take credit that belongs to God alone? Should we not manifest the humble attitude of Paul when he said to the Corinthians, "But by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God that was in me." 1 Corinthians 15:9-10. Thank you, friends, for listening. May God bless you.